WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Make sure you get on over to D's either today or sometime this weekend and get yourself one of their delicious dogs, whether it's, you know, a traditional dog with maybe you like mustard and onions, maybe you like some sauerkraut, maybe you're a ketchup and relish kind of person because you're 7 years old. I don't know. But you can also get some of their more unique toppings, we'll say. Like, try their Coney sauce, the best Coney sauce around. But also, they've got macaroni and cheese topped hot dogs. They've got baked bean topped hot dogs. All kinds of great stuff over there at D's. And don't forget, too, you can get two regular hot dogs, a bag of chips, and a soda for $5. Can't go wrong with that. Stop by and tell D how much you love Fun Fridays. And by the way, they'll ask you. When you go to D's Hot Dogs on a Friday, they'll ask you the Fun Friday question. I send it over to D. They share it on their Facebook page. They will ask you about it when you go to the counter if you say that you listen to WBSM. So today's Fun Friday question, we're already getting a lot of response to this. What was your first concert and how much did you pay for the ticket? We talk so much about concerts here on the show because we are giving away tickets all summer long to different shows. Thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And so I figured, why not ask this question and get some of these interesting answers and get an idea, too. This also kind of helps me a little bit because it gives me an idea of the kind of music the audience is into, and I can incorporate that into some more of the bumper songs that I play. But we got a few app chat messages. New Bedford Dan says, Cheap Trick, $12.50 ticket. At SMU. So what is now UMass Dartmouth, a lot of people saw shows there. I know my ex-wife, when we started, we both started UMass Dartmouth the same year, 1996. She was a year ahead of me in college, though. She was only 3 months older than me, but she'd started school earlier, so she was a year ahead of me in school. And she went to Florida the first year and then up here finished at UMass Dartmouth. And right before the start of that school year, 311 played at the gym over there. And this is like right as they're starting to get big, right as Down was hitting the radio. And, you know, people, they were kind of, you know, they were kind of underground. People knew who they were before that. But this was the song that really broke them. This was the big MTV video and playing on all the rock stations and all the alternative stations. And so she went to that show. And then the following summer, we had started dating during the course of that school year. The following summer, we went to see them at Great Woods. And I think we paid $15 for the tickets that night. We were just looking for something to do. We had nothing planned. Said, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know. Let's see what's playing at Great Woods. I was like, oh, 311's playing. She's like, yeah, I already saw them. And I was like, okay, well, were they any good? Yeah, they were all right. I was like, well, let's go anyway for something to do. And we went. Shooty's Groove opened for them. They blew 311 away. They were the best act on the bill that night. But and then she was like, yeah, they were better at UMass Dartmouth. Dan says he also saw Meatloaf in the same place. Wow, Meatloaf at SMU. That's pretty awesome. I'm guessing, though, that's when Meatloaf was at kind of the height of his powers here, as opposed to, you know, like people that went and saw Eddie Money at Durfee High School. That was after, you know, he's kind of wasn't even singing his songs anymore at that point. He was letting the audience sing them. I can't talk bad about the Money Man, though. Eddie Money was an awesome guy. Came and did a charity show here in Fairhaven, got to work with him on that. Came on my radio show. Just incredible guy. But yeah, by that point, he wasn't even singing that much anymore. And then he left the Durfee show in the middle because the sound system was bad. It's like, dude, you're not even singing. But anyway, I won't disparage the dead. Let's see. Dave in New Bedford says, my first concert was in 1975 at the Providence Civic Center. Black Sabbath with the warm-up band Kiss, who stole the show. I can't remember the exact price, but probably $8 to $12. Good seats, too. Great show for a 15-year-old. Yeah, I mean, I saw Kiss in 96 at Providence, and it was an incredible show. And it really is a great place to see a concert because it's very intimate. I'm jealous of people that got to go to the Cape Cod Coliseum and see some of the shows they used to have there because, you know, that was a similar kind of intimate, you're still getting an arena show, but it's not one of these big mega arena shows. And then Dennis says, I've got a copy at home of my friend's Woodstock ticket, $5 entry fee. Yeah, $5 entry fee, but who actually paid it, right? Because most of the people that went to Woodstock ended up just crashing the gate after they'd already taken down the fencing and just ended up wandering on to the farm for free. There were those people that did pay to get in at the beginning, and they probably were kicking themselves later saying, oh, man, everybody else got in for free. We paid $5. 508-996-0500. By the way, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by former WWE superstar Scotty Too Hotty. You know him as one half of Too Cool. People that are longtime wrestling fans around here in New Bedford, they also know him as Scott Taylor. He used to wrestle around here before he hit it big with WWE. And at one point, he was the New England Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion wrestling here in New Bedford. And he's going to be back in New Bedford this Sunday for Cisco Slam 4, being put on by Live Pro Wrestling. We're going to have details on that show coming up for you later on. But Scotty's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about coming back to New Bedford and now bringing the next generation of his family, as his son will be here wrestling with him as well. So that'll be coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. Peter Frampton at the Civic Center back in, let me think, probably like 79, 78, 79, and tickets were probably $12 to $15. Great concert.
And so, yeah, that was after Frampton Comes Alive, so he was already a huge star at that point.
Yes.
And was it cool? Did he make the guitar talk while he was playing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, the wah-wah pedal.
He took that talk box and he made that so that every kid had to have one of those with his guitar set up.
Well, good memories.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And I remember, so, like, I know all the songs that have had the talk box in them, you know, Living on a Prayer and Sweet Emotion and obviously the Frampton stuff and things like that. And, you know, but I had never seen one up close. So years ago, I don't know if people know the origin of Ken Pittman's band Living on a Bad Name, but it came about because I had mentioned the Eddie Money charity show. Well, that was put on by a gentleman named Wayne Morrison. He's no longer with us, but Wayne Morrison had a foundation, an organization called Rock for Christmas, where they would put on these rock shows and they would raise money for kids for Christmas. And they would do them, you know, sometimes you would have Rock for Christmas in July, but they would always have these big shows where they'd bring in, like, he had Corey Glover from Living Color, Joey Mollen from Badfinger, Terry Alouse from XYZ, who you might see now in the new Starbucks commercial, where they're doing Eye of the Tiger. That's actually Terry Alouse performing with Survivor. Terry's a great singer, great guy too. Just one of the nicest people in the world. Inside Out by XYZ is one of the best songs people don't remember. Maybe I'll play that later. And so, you know, he would do all these charity shows around here. And the New Bedford Schools was looking to raise money for their music program. So they brought Wayne in to put on this thing they did at Howland Place called Rock Me Amadeus. And they came up with all these, like, local celebrity bands. So one was like local politicians. Scott Lang played drums. One was the media band. And so Ken Pittman was our singer. I played rhythm guitar terribly. Matt Costa from Spooky South Coast played rhythm guitar much better than me. We had Dorian Scanlon from Channel 6 on keyboards, as Ken's son Keith played the drums. Wayne played the bass. And our original guitarist couldn't stay with us. So we Ken wanted to do Bon Jovi songs because he felt like that was something that he could perform and sing. And so we were doing Living on a Prayer and It's My Life. And we practiced, we rehearsed a couple times, and then we went to go do the show, and our guitarist isn't going to be able to do the show. But Wayne was like, don't worry, I brought in this guy. You know, he's going to do a fantastic job. And he brought in Ethan Brosh, who is one of the greatest guitar players alive today. And it was like just immediate. The guy just jumped in and could just destroy these songs. It was so good. And so then Ken came up with the idea of actually making a go of this, and Living on a Bad Name was created out of what was then known as the Karaoke Black Belts. But that was an amazing experience and my first time seeing a talk box in person. So I was like, well, I want to blow into it. But no, I didn't want to share a tube with other guitarists. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. My first concert was ZZ Top and Peter Frampton together. Well, one, I forgot which one opened up for who, but it was a great concert. My favorite one was Alice Cooper. That was the best show I ever seen.
I saw Alice Cooper for the first time last summer, and
oh yeah,
he was I know Alice Cooper is a band, but I guess he's also Alice Cooper now too. But he was amazing. He was just like, and for a guy, you know, his age, he was still putting on quite a show. He actually, I would say, put on a better show than Rob Zombie, who was the headliner.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. He was great. I mean, I saw the one with, it was titled Only Women Bleed, and mm-hmm. they threw a mannequin out on stage, or he jumped through the curtains with like a big mouth chewing, and, you know, just showing on the screen. And he comes flying out. It was great. It was really good. That was at Providence Civic Center. I think it was probably about $10, $15 around there. And the other one, I think, was around the same. But that, because the other one was sooner than that. But that was a good concert, too. But I saw a lot more, but there's just too many to think.
And, you know, there was a time when you would just go to every concert because it wasn't costing an arm and a leg to go.
Right. And a bunch of us went. And of course, it was like one driver. A bunch of us just piled in the car. But it was, it was great. Great days. But anyway, that's it for now.
All right.
You have a good day.
You as well. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
And that's the thing is now, you know, tickets have basically gotten to be so much that people have to look and say, well, I want to go to this show more than anything else. And so that's what they'll go to, and they can't go to multiple shows anymore. This summer, I can tell you, first of all, you know, the Xfinity Center, a.k.a. Great Woods, they have a lot of shows that still have tickets available, which is good for us because then that means they give us more tickets to give away. But on the other side of that, it's also good for you because if you want to buy tickets, they've got a lot of shows where you can get in for $30. And it's not like in the past where like, oh, we have $30 tickets available, and you go and it's just the lawn seats, which, by the way, the lawn is no longer the lawn. Half the lawn is now actual seats, which cost a lot more. And the lawn is just a little back strip at the end. And yeah, you're not really seeing anything there. You're there, but you're not seeing anything. And I know they were upgrading the screens and the digital presentation. I don't know if they've done that yet. I haven't been this year, but that is something where, you know, for $30, if you just want to be there, great. But now you can get those $30 seats closer. And actually, some of them are under cover. Some of them are in the shed, as they say. So you can actually be in those lower level seats with the roof over you for $30, depending on the show. So it's there's a variety of options for that if you want to go see something. Let's take some calls here. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. So the reason I called is you don't hear about this concert too often. It was 73 or 74, not sure exactly, but I saw Aerosmith, Mass Maritime Gymnasium.
Oh, wow.
They built the stage up. Oh, it was unbelievable. I just got my license, and of course, we were all partying up going down there. What a concert and what a venue. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I didn't even know that they did stuff like that there.
I don't think they did after that. I'm not sure.
They're like,
all right, thanks.
What did
I had to bring that up? And
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, bye.
We got a bunch of calls here. You know what? I'm just going to try and get through these calls. Then we'll take a break. Then we'll have the news. Then we'll have the Gen X files. But let's see if we can get everybody through. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. I think the first concert was at the Civic Center back in the late 70s. I was just 17 or 18. It was The Cars with Linda Ronstadt. And it was a free concert. Because it was one of his first, it might have been Linda's first concert or whatever it was, but it was free. It was free. And that was very cool. It was very cool.
I mean, that's when you think about like the opportunity to get to see some legendary acts that, you know, yeah. Now people would pay, you know, $10,000 for a ticket to go see, and you got to go see them for $20. You know, it's amazing.
Right. And yeah. This was, you know, free was like, great.
Yeah, that's the best.
That was all. Okay, just wanted to throw that in.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
And our Fun Friday question, what was your first concert and how much was the ticket? Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
My first concert was 1991. It was Styx at the Groton Subbase. And the tickets were free because we won them from a radio station.
Well, that's the best price right there. So 91, you said?
1991, yep.
So then they still had the original. Well, it was
still the original lineup. Yeah. And then the best concert was Pink Floyd at Foxborough in '94. I got to go to that one for free. Also, a friend of mine in Warwick had tickets, and she and four of her girlfriends were supposed to go, but her boyfriend couldn't drive them. So she called me up, asked if I could drive them. So I drove to Warwick, picked up four high school girls. I was in high school too at the time. Drove to Foxborough, was on the field for Pink Floyd, and then drove back to Warwick and then back to New Bedford. It was the greatest night of my life. I called up work, said I can't come in. They're like, oh, you sick or something? I said, no, I'm going to see Pink Floyd.
Well, I was supposed to go to that, and I wasn't even a big Pink Floyd fan at the time, so you know, I was just kind of like, well, I'll go, sure. And my friend had an extra ticket, and he told me I could go for free, and then I couldn't get the night off of work. So,
they were my favorite. They still are my favorite band. I was ready to get fired. I didn't care. I think it was the Wednesday night show I ended up going to.
Yeah, the worst part about it is I only worked 3 hours. Like, I could have gone myself after that, but I didn't. I didn't drive yet.
Hey, one more. You remember when we used to have to call the 800 number to get the, to hit redial before the tickets went on sale?
Oh, I didn't call I called 617-931-2000. That was the number that I called.
Okay. Well, there was an 800 number, you know, like for Ticketmaster or whatever, and you put the number in the put it in the phone to have it in the redial so you could keep, you know, trying to get through.
Mm-hmm.
My dad did that for Metallica tickets at the Civic Center. I think it was for the Load tour. It was 97, right before I went to Bosnia. And he called up he put the number in, you know, on the phone to have it in the redial, but he actually got through. And not thinking that the tickets haven't gone on sale yet, he said, I'll take the best seats you have, just out of reflex. So we ended up front row for Metallica at the Civic Center.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. And at a time when usually those tickets you would think always went to the people that were standing at the box office. You know, people never thought they'd get those on the phone.
Yeah, no, it was great. And I have no idea what they cost, but it was me, my dad, my uncle, my cousin, and my stepsister. And it was an amazing show.
Well, I'm sorry I've never gotten a chance to see them live, but maybe next time they come around.
I've seen them at Great Woods a couple of times, and in the Civic Center, they put on a really good show.
I will definitely have to go next time. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good one. And let's take one more call here, and then I got to take a break, and then we'll get the news, and then we'll have the Gen X files, and we got some more music talk coming up in that. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. The very first concert that I ever got to see was the Jackson 5 at the Providence Civic Center.
Oh. Well, Jackson 5 is going to be coming up in the Gen X files, just as a little teaser there. But what year was that? Do you remember?
1972. I do not remember what the tickets were because I begged my parents to take us. It was a family of four. We all went, and it was a great time. It was unbelievable. But yeah, that was my very first concert.
And so by that point, they'd already had, you know, a big run of number one hits, and, you know, they were probably one of the biggest groups around.
Correct. Correct. And this was like their first tour of this area. I remember that. And going by the Biltmore after that, when we're driving out, and everyone was, there was a crowd out there waiting, you know, trying to see them come out later on. They were just camped out there. But that was my very first concert.
Did you ever get to see Michael solo?
No, I did not.
Me either. No. I always wanted to, but never did.
No, I never got the chance. Never had that opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. And we got to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll get the news with Mike. We'll get the Gen X files and more of your calls. Scotty Too Hottie coming up after the 8 o'clock news. And we're just going to continue on with our fun Friday question. What was your first concert and how much were the tickets? And we'll be back in. By the way, if you can't wait on hold or if you don't want to wait through the news and the Gen X files and you want to get it, you can send an app chat message on the WBSM app. You can record an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. Just hit that open line button and record it, and I'll play it back on the show later on. You can also comment on the video on the WBSM Facebook page as well. We'll be back in just a few moments.
More companies dumping artificial dyes. A postal worker collapses and dies on the job during the heat wave. And 4th of July, getting costlier to celebrate.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer seeking testimony from a top aide to former First Lady Jill Biden. House Republicans are investigating former President Biden's mental fitness while in office and issued a subpoena for a deposition from Anthony Bernal on July 16th. Bernal, who did not take part in a previously scheduled interview, was reportedly so close to the former First Lady that he was referred to her as her work husband. Comer has also sought testimony from other top Biden aides, including Michael Donilon, Anita Dunn, Ron Klain, Bruce Reed, and Steve Ricchetti. More companies are agreeing to end the use of certain synthetic dyes in food and drink products.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced on Thursday Nestle and ConAgra say they will eliminate their use in all of their products by 2026 and 2027, respectively.
We're getting this extraordinary outpouring of enthusiasm and cooperation.
Kennedy said he's pleased the companies are volunteering to make the moves without his agency getting involved. Last week, Kraft Heinz and General Mills announced they're ending the use of dyes in their products. I'm Brian Shook.
The union representing mail carriers across the United States is warning about the excessive summer heat. The warning comes as heat has not yet been ruled out as a cause of Dallas letter carrier Jacob Taylor's death. He was found unresponsive on Saturday. During congressional testimony this week, Brian Renfro, president of the NALC, called the death of Taylor a call to action. The man behind the iconic Mission Impossible theme has died. Legendary composer Lalo Schifrin passed away yesterday morning at age 93. The Grammy winner had been battling pneumonia. The Argentine-born Schifrin also wrote the film scores for Dirty Harry, Cool Hand Luke, and Bullet. Among many others, he received an honorary Academy Award in 2018. The cost of a 4th of July barbecue is going up. A new report from the Agri-Food Institute says food and beverages for a typical 4th of July barbecue for 10 people will cost about $130 this year. That's up a little from last year, about 2%. The increase is due to a large part for the increase in price of ground beef. Another survey from Coupon Follow shows 1 in 3 Americans will not be celebrating the 4th, with many saying they aren't feeling patriotic or they feel disconnected from American culture right now. If you're celebrating, don't forget the condiments. Heinz and award-winning producer Mustard are teaming up for a new sauce. The limited edition Heinz Mustard blends real chipotle peppers with a touch of honey. The collaboration inspired by Kendrick Lamar's hit song TV Off. that Mustard produces. The new spin on Heinz Mustard will be available to try first at Buffalo Wild Wings. Then it'll hit store shelves next month.
You better shake your mama, baby. Tone down, you bastard.
An Instagram post this week by Rod Stewart includes a major announcement, and it has nothing to do with his shows. The intro for Do You Think I'm Sexy plays as a bottle from his Wolfie Whiskey distillery rotates. A cover on the bottle says Blends Have More Fun, a play on his 1978 album Blondes Have More Fun. The caption invites visitors to join the wait list for one of 1,500 bottles of the limited edition Wolfie's Legend Edition. Stewart recently canceled several U.S. shows due to illness, but he still is scheduled to headline the final night of the Glastonbury Festival in England this Sunday.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox take on the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
The good news is that it's Friday. The better news is that it's not 100. Oh, what a change from earlier this week. Early this morning, we're starting out in the low 60s, right where we should be for low temperatures, but we stay kind of cool in the afternoon. The upper 60s and low 70s on our Friday. We should be in the low 80s for the record here. Now, we're in and out of the clouds throughout the day. Little peaks of sun as we move later into the day, especially. A stray shower or two, not out of the question, but overall, it's a relatively easygoing Friday here in southern New England. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You are listening to the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
And before we get into today's edition of the Gen X Files, I just got to keep reminding you, because it's such a great deal, that Dash Laundromat right now is running their very popular $1 a pound wash, dry, and fold service. It's in celebration of the opening of their second location on Rodney French Boulevard in New Bedford. So you know that Dash has been at One State Road in Dartmouth. Now they're having a second location in the old Advance Auto Parts across from Kilburn Mill, bigger than the Dartmouth location. And it's just going to be so much fun to do your laundry there. But why do your laundry there when for a buck a pound, you can drop it off and have it washed, dried, and folded for you, so you don't have to do any of the work of doing laundry all summer long. This dollar a pound deal runs through August 31st. So check out Dash Laundromat at One State Road in Dartmouth and Rodney French Boulevard in New Bedford. And make sure you download that Dash Laundromat app. It makes it easy to just open up their lockers, put your laundry in there, tell them what you want on the app. They'll wash, dry, fold it for a buck a pound, put it back in the locker, and you can pick it up when it works for you. You don't have to worry about getting there before they're closed and dropping it off and picking it up, because, you know, how bad do you feel when you're walking in 5 minutes before they close with a big bag of laundry and all they're going to do is check you in, but you still feel bad because they're trying to get out of there? Well, you don't have to worry about that with those lockers. You can go when it's convenient for you. So again, a dollar a pound, wash, dry, fold. I don't even know why people are standing in the laundromat doing their own laundry at this point, because this is such a great deal. So check them out, dashlaundromat.com, and download the Dash Laundromat app. All right, it is time now for, well, we've been talking about music all morning, but let's talk about all things pop culture.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Celebrity birthdays today. Fashion designer Vera Wang is 76. Director J.J. Abrams is 59. You know him as Spider-Man, but now he's just middle-aged man. Tobey Maguire is 50 years old today. Khloe Kardashian turns 41. Actor and musician Drake Bell, 39. And actor Chandler Riggs of The Walking Dead fame turns 26 today. On June 27th, 1949, the first sci-fi TV show Captain Video and his Video Rangers debuted, setting the stage for all the sci-fi Gen X kids grew up watching. On this day in 1966, ABC's daytime soap opera Dark Shadows premiered. The gothic tale of vampire Barnabas Collins and his family ran for over 1,200 episodes and spawned a reboot in the 90s and a feature film starring Johnny Depp in 2012. And we told you yesterday about Elvis's final concert. Well, Elvis filmed one of his most famous concerts on this date. He filmed his comeback special on this day in 1968, although it ran, you know, closer to the end of the year. And June 27th, 1966, the Jackson 5 had their third straight number one single, The Love You Save. It followed chart toppers, I Want You Back, and ABC as the future king of pop and his brothers became one of the biggest groups in the world. On this day in 1985, U.S. Route 66 was officially removed from the United States highway system. The often romanticized road is the subject of songs, movies, legends, and lore. On June 27th, 1986, David Bowie became Jareth, the Goblin King, as Labyrinth debuted in movie theaters. In 1987, Whitney Houston topped the pop charts with I Want to Dance with Somebody, parentheses, Who Loves Me, her fourth straight number one single. She would go on a run of seven straight number ones and had a total of 11 in her career. In more June 27th movie history, Face Off debuted in theaters on this date in 1997, doing well in the theaters but later becoming a cult classic for the over-the-top performances of Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. In 2003, Charlie's Angels Full Throttle and 28 Days Later were released in theaters. And in 2007, Live Free or Die Hard hit the big screen. That's the Gen X Files for June 27th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where starting this week, new summer hours will include being open until 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Go there and try their limited time flavor that they have this weekend, grape sherbet. All right. Now we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500, more of your app chats, open line voicemails. We're asking the question, what was your first concert and how much was the ticket? We got some great responses on the video posted on the WBSM Facebook page, so we'll get into some of that as soon as we come back after this. And welcome back in. Of course, that is New Kids on the Block, because Tia says her first concert was New Kids on the Block. And she doesn't know how much it cost because her aunt brought her when she was 12. But she says Google says ticket prices range between $12 and $25 for that tour. Let's see. Elizabeth says her first concert was the birthday bash for another competing radio station that I won't mention. But that Bon Jovi was the headliner and that Mandy Moore was also there. Marianne says Santana at Madison Square Garden in the 70s, but she doesn't remember the price. Mary Ellen says Cheap Trick's The Flame Tour at Lake Compounds in Bristol, Connecticut in the summer of 1988. General admission, $10.50. She says, God, I miss those prices. Eileen's first concert, Alice Cooper for $10. Erin, Billy Ray Cyrus and Kenny Chesney in 1992. And she says she didn't pay for the tickets because she was 6 or 7 years old and her mom brought her. Alice Cooper at the Civic Center for Karen. That was July 16th, 1975, and she said she paid $7.50 for excellent seats. Donna says Air Supply at Cape Cod Melody Tent in 1983 with her husband, who was then her boyfriend. That date night cost them $20. Henry says Kiss at the Providence Civic Center, $15 in 1978. So, like I said, I saw them in 1996 for a lot more. I think it was like $100. But I've never really paid too much for concert tickets. I've seen U2 more than any other act. I think I've seen them 10 times, 10 or 11 times. And I think the most I paid for a pair of those tickets was like $85. I think the most I've ever paid for something, I'm trying to think. I think when I saw Genesis on their final tour at TD Garden, I think it was like 90 something dollars. And then with the fees and everything, it came out to like 120 something. The good thing now is with Ticketmaster, they're doing all in pricing because, you know, people have been complaining about all these hidden fees. So now they do this all in pricing. So the price that you see is what the ticket costs total. when you go to checkout, it'll show you, you know, if it says it's all in $85, it'll show you it's $65 for the ticket and $20 for the fees and all that. But the price they're now displaying is the all-in price, which makes a big, big difference when you're trying to buy tickets. All right, let me get this last break done. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into